From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, hail to the chief. The Navajo Nation is set to pick a new president.
First, another snapshot of how the election next week looks now. New polls. We're joined by Chuck Todd. He's editor-in-chief of National Journal's political news service, Hotline. Chuck, welcome to Day to Day. And what do you see in this new poll from CBS and the New York Times?
Well, I mean, it sort of endorses exactly where people think the environment already is, which is it's in a very bad place if you're a Republican. It's in a very good place if you're a Democrat. Things continue to look as if this is setting up as a big national election in favor of the Democrats. The question is, the structural advantages that the Republicans always had going into this election cycle, will they still matter come Election Day? Because right now, the size of this Democratic victory looks to be potentially very big.
Bigger now, you think, than it looked 2 weeks ago, even?
I think it's bigger now than it looked 2 weeks ago, and it seems to be that things are settling in. The unknown 2 weeks ago was how fired up would independents be about voting, or self-described independents. And the thing is, the closer we get Election Day, the more it looks like independents may actually show up and vote. You know, a lot of Republicans were counting on the angry independent staying home, and there seems to be, if these national polls are to be believed, that the angry independent may show up, and that's not good for the Republicans. They're losing independents 2-1.
And let me go over a couple of numbers that are interesting in this CBS poll, or a couple that I picked out anyway. The number one issue for voters, the war in Iraq, that's not a surprise, but the margin by which that is the number one issue is huge. I mean, Your Majesty, there is no second.
That's correct. No, it's a one-issue campaign. It always looked like it was going to be that. The question was a referendum on Bush and Iraq. No, this thing is about Iraq.
And this poll finds almost two-thirds of voters unhappy with what's going on in Iraq, 64%.
You know, it is not just a minor thing. Republicans have been dying to try to say that this thing was always going to be about local issues and local incumbents and local this, but it's pretty clear that I've seen some other polls that show this, that two-thirds of voters believe they're going to be going into the voting booth thinking about national issues, not local issues. This thing is about Iraq, and I think what happened is this month, the death toll in Iraq, which went over 100 with soldiers, really crystallized things in Iraq in a negative way with the voting public.
I've heard an awful lot on the radio and seen online in the last couple of days Republicans talking about Senator Kerry's remark about who winds up serving in Iraq. Is anyone polling on that? Have you seen any response to that yet?
Haven't seen it in polls. I'm trying to find out from tracking over the last couple of days since this Kerry thing erupted if there has been any sort of blip or bump for Republicans. My understanding is that if it's been very, very slight and it's not clear that it has anything to do with Kerry, it may just have to do with the natural closing of some of these races. So we'll see. I think we'll have a better picture, honestly, in the next 24 to 48 hours. This is a huge time. Usually this part, 3 or 4 days before an election, you really do start seeing voters crystallize and their choices become clear. And so I think we'll know in the next 24 hours how much of an impact Kerry had.
You know, even with these numbers, this New York Times CBS poll still finds many, many, many voters saying, I don't like Congress, but I like my representative.
It is, but it's lower than before. You know, that's still a big deal. Don't forget, 320 House races are not in play at all. Okay, at best, at the outer edges, there's only really 100 competitive congressional races, and that's, I'm being generous at that. It really is probably only about 65 or 70. So, what does that tell you? Well, that means that 75% of the country is going to reelect. At a minimum, 75% of the country is going to reelect their member, probably 80%. So in some ways, I think it's a misleading number.
Chuck Todd of the Hotline joining us from Washington. Chuck, thank you.
You got it.